what it is. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my...
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this...
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome to the Breakdown Sports Show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes.
Break it down.
I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today, once again, the man, Big Shot Bob.
What's going on, Rock?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Still let down from this past weekend. Team getting thumped in Seattle, but congratulations, Carolina. Back-to-back NFC South champions. First time it's ever happened in this division. Way to go. I thought they were going to win less games than seven. I thought they were only going to win like four games. So we'll take it.
Sorry. That was the punchline today. No, I'm just kidding. They did win seven games. Hey, congratulations. I just what could have been? I mean, the two teams to me that went into the playoffs – the hottest lose.
And let's just straight up say it. That was a BS call. Dez Bryant made an incredible catch and lunged for the goal line, and he was robbed. Refs, please, let's stop taking the plays in the game out of the players' hands. Man, goodness.
Let's please change that rule.
Do something. Fix that, please.
I mean, that rule needs to go.
That ref that overturned itself needs to go, because he called it a catch on the field. Be confident about your call and stand up for your call.
Yeah, and he did, but you know, and the other guys helped him, which they should. The ref made the right call. The ref made the right call. Unfortunately, the rule is wrong. The rule needs to be changed. The rule needs to be fixed. The rule needs to be addressed. You know, we talked about earlier before the show, we need the committee, the NFL committee, the competition committee needs, there's so many rules. It's insane. You know, I was listening to Trent Dilfer on ESPN one day this week. I love listening to Trent Dilfer. The man knows the game of football. But, you know, he's talking about the refs when they go somewhere. Steve Young and Ray Lewis is like, guys, I don't know what to call anymore because the rule book is so big. It's like the NFL shame. Has taken it out of their hands almost. You know, just like this catch for Dez Bryant, the Calvin Johnson rule. I mean, we have a Calvin Johnson rule. We have a Tom Brady rule. I mean, we got the Tuck rule because of Tom Brady. I mean, just come on, man. We got to fix this.
I mean, some rules need to stay, but that was a bogus call, man. I'm mad about that.
Now, I will say, even Mark Cuban was saying, if you compare football to the other sports, the calls are, you know, there's concrete reason of why they make these calls, at least. You go to basketball, you go to baseball, other sports, and it's like, really? I mean, there's at least there's a rule to go by. This rule needs to be changed, though, because he caught the ball, he made three steps, you know, and he was going for the goal line.
put his right hand on the ground and leaned forward with the ball extended in his left arm. That's a catch and a football move to try to score.
And the one thing I don't understand, if he would have touched the goal line, if the ball would have broke the plane of the goal line, it would have been a touchdown if his knee wasn't down. So if he would have touched the goal line, it would have been a touchdown. Even if the ball came out, it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm. Because it broke the plane.
So the rule needs to be changed. I think they should have the same rules in college that they have in NFL. It should be 2 feet inbounds, you know, and because most of these kids are going straight in the NFL. That's their plan, just like in college basketball. College basketball should have the same rules as NBA. Because one day these guys want to be pros. They got to learn it now.
Man,
I just think it would make the games better.
It would.
But, you know, we lost. It happens.
Life goes on. There's next season.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm used to saying that. In Dallas, you get used to those words. Those three words. All right. Next up, we're going around the world in 120 seconds. All right, first one I'm going to talk about is in Oregon. Marcus Mariota is entering the NFL draft.
It's a good move. Enter while your stock is high. Don't pull a Matt Barkley or a Matt Leinart. Go back and your stock crashes. Go 1 year high. Do you think he hurt his stock, though, from his lackluster performance in the college football playoff game?
I think so a little bit, but, I mean, who stepped up above him, though? I mean, Jameis Winston didn't do anything to help his status
at all.
The only one that's looking pretty right now is Cardale Jones.
And he just said he's staying in school.
Did he just say he was staying? All right. Well, I mean, there you go.
All right. Well, in Baltimore, where the Ravens and Ray Rice have reached a settlement, no disclosure of the amount that they've reached a settlement for, but finally I think we can put the Ravens and Ray Rice to bed.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to play this. Sorry. I'm sorry. The Giants officially hired defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo back as defensive coordinator.
Is that really going to help that pathetic defense?
I don't think so.
And I'm back in L.A. with the Clippers, Doc Rivers, and the Clips pull a trade and get Austin Rivers in the mix. Hopefully he'll get some playing time under his dad. If you can't get no playing time for your dad, then I don't think you need to be in the league.
No, it's horrible. And the next one real fast is the Colts special teamers. Josh McNary is on the exempt list for rape and whatever else.
When I read the report, I saw that he said that when the police showed up, he expected them to come to his door.
But, dude, come on. Don't put yourself in that situation.
I mean, former Army Reserve guy, too. Served in the military and just to do something stupid.
I don't understand, man. If you – come on. You got a woman in the house, your girlfriend, wife, whatever. She gets upset. What's the first thing? You're married. I'm married. I know what I'm doing.
I'm leaving her alone.
I'm getting in my car. I'm going to go outside and sit. I ain't driving nowhere. But I'm going to get out of the house.
No.
And let my woman get, you know, let her get her head together.
Hey, if she ain't trying to give it to you, you can't force it.
Yeah, even worse, yeah. Trust me, when you get married, you're waiting on them to say, hey. So, it's okay. Some other news. I guess we can talk about all these other news stories real fast.
Okay.
Jerry Jones says it's unlikely Dallas resigns both Dez Bryant and DeMarco Murray. It's going to be a challenge.
It is going to be a challenge because they gave Romo $55
million. Well, he's got $110 million. He's 35.
They got to pay Dez Bryant, no question. They got to pay Dez Bryant. You would hate to lose DeMarco Murray, but Julius Randle showed flashes. If he gets touches, I'm pretty sure he can run behind the offensive line. And, I mean, Adrian Peterson is in the mix, too.
Yeah, that's the one I seen him going, making it hard push for AP. And oh, can I'm getting tears in my eyes just thinking about Adrian Peterson behind this offensive line. If we get AP in Dallas, mail in the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. Mail it in.
A 30-year-old running back, though?
I don't care.
Man.
3 years of AP? Dude, 30 AP at 30 is better than 30 of the other running backs in the league. 29, maybe. I don't know.
They got to figure something out.
That is AP. I mean, I'm just saying, AP behind a bad offensive line in Minnesota. You don't put him behind a good offensive line in Dallas?
True that. True that.
Oh, I can't wait to see Stephen A. Smith be asked that question. But, no, that would be interesting. I think it would be really difficult to do that. You know, the Sacramento Kings are reportedly willing to discuss first-round pick Nick Stauskas in a trade talk.
I don't know why they drafted him anyway to begin with when they were loaded at that guard small forward position between Rudy Gay, Ben McLemore, who they drafted last year. They got Derek Williams, who was the number two overall pick from a few seasons ago. They're just loaded there. So it made no sense for them to draft Nick Stauskas. So good luck with that.
The Buffalo Bills GM said they would try their darnest to keep C.J. Spiller in Buffalo.
Well, they need to do something. Fred Jackson looks like he's on his last tires.
And then we got – yeah, I know. And then P.J. Harrison fined $5,000 for violating league's anti-flopping rule.
That's one of the worst flops I've
seen.
Second
time this season.
That's one of the worst flops I've seen in a long
time. Is that what you teach your guys at Carolina?
They don't teach them much because they're giving them degrees for Swahili 101, I guess. Oh, man.
And Paul George is throwing down a dunk with ease in practice.
This man
is going to be back before the All-Star break or after the All-Star break.
Well, I remember opening night I was watching on League Pass and they introduced Paul George and he was walking without crutches. So I felt like he was going to be back sooner than later. And Indiana is right in the mix right now.
That's crazy. I still can't believe he'll even be back this season if you watch him break his leg.
The power of youth and technology and medicine for today's athlete.
The fire department says Ron Rivera's house that was an accident and improper modular fireplace installation. All I know is somebody's going to get paid.
Somebody's going to get paid. Man, improper modular – what? Whatever you just said.
Improper modular insulation. The molding, I think, that goes around
it. I think that it was somebody that didn't like the Panthers and they were looking to take Ron Rivera out.
It was a Falcons fan.
Right?
NFL is to host first ever combine for veteran free agents on March 22nd.
This is a great
move. So now we're doing combine?
You got to do something with these veterans. Keep them in shape. Make them prove their worth. Why you want to sign a veteran to $2, $3 million and they come into camp out of shape and they've regressed a lot.
But now, all right, here's my problem with this. Now we don't have a combine for the veterans to go with the rookies. We got a combine for the rookies that lasts like 2 weeks, that are 2 weeks too long. And then now you don't have the same thing for the veterans for 2 weeks probably.
Hey, keep them in shape. Keep them from getting in trouble off the field.
I can't wait until they start showing all the OTAs on TV.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Dude, NFL's trying to make money on everything they can right now. I understand. PJ, Raiders, well, we'll talk about the coaching. I won't talk about that yet. Let's get into the talk about the games last week. Dallas loses to Green Bay 26-21. There was a key fourth and two call where Dez Bryant makes an unbelievable catch, but it's overturned. You already talked about it. It was the wrong call. The rule, by rule, it's the right call, which is the rule needs to be changed. Hopefully they'll change it this offseason.
Man, but the last 12 offensive plays for the Cowboys, 8 passes, 4 runs. Murray only touched the ball one time. And Romo got sacked 3 of the 8 times he dropped back. Put the Cowboys in a bad spot, and their defense just could not keep Aaron Rodgers down for the entire game. 12 got hot, and Davante Adams was playing like a man possessed. He was pushing boys out the way, running boys over, running by boys. It was incredible performance from Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers.
And look, man, the best team won that day. Plain and simple. Green Bay played better in the second half than we did. There was a key play on, you know, Julius Peppers made a great strip of the ball on DeMarco Murray. If Murray got by him, it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, plain and simple, he made a great play. I'm still oozing about AP in Dallas, if that ever happens. I love DeMarco Murray, though, man. I really do love DeMarco Murray. I hope we get to keep him. But that play against Peppers, you know, Peppers made a great play. Otherwise, it would be in 28-13. It would have been over.
And let's not Dallas forget, kept Murray has been playing with one hand for the past four games.
Yep.
So, eventually it was going to happen.
He did have six fumbles on the year. That's the most by any running back.
He had 392 carries.
I knew that, but still, dude, you fumbled the ball. You fumbled the ball at the wrong time. It happens. But Green Bay played better, so I'll give him credit. The next game was Seattle beat Carolina 31-17. They started off – Carolina's, I thought, started off a good game plan, but then Cam threw that pick to Sherman. And turnovers, you can't turn the ball over against Seattle in Seattle. You want to win in Seattle, you need to play a perfect game.
Especially when it's field position game early that Jonathan Stewart fumbled that set up the Doug Baldwin touchdown was the start of things to come. And, you know, that interception from Cam, they say, oh, it's like a long punt. No, it's not, because a punt can get muffed by the other team, and that gives a chance for the punting team to recover.
It depends on who's returning, too, because you got guy named Burson back there. That's a fumble.
But the interception is just a turnover. That's all it is. Carolina still has a long way to go, and let's just give it up for the most clutch quarterback in the NFL right now. Mr. Russell Wilson, they have that championship machismo going on in Seattle, just dripping off of the Seahawks. They know going into any game that they're going to be in it, and if it's in the fourth quarter, they feel like they're going to win. And it's going to be hard to dethrone the champs right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're playing great. You can't count them out of any games. But they can be beat, man. They just you got to take it to them. You play scared, this is what's gonna happen.
And the energy from the Panthers, their first drive, I didn't see it just jumping off of them. Even when Cam picked up a rushing first down, he usually jumps up and does his little first down with the double point. I didn't see any of that. They are a different team on the road. He is a different quarterback on the road. They play much better in Charlotte. So they need to fix that. They have to improve on their red zone efficiency and turnovers. You have to cut back to turnovers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the season comes to an end. I think they overachieved with the talent they had around them.
Absolutely.
You do lose Steve Smith, and my problem, I'll say this real fast with this team, my problem is the inconsistency with the coaching staff and the front office. Let's see some consistency with you guys. You need to progress in this league, not regress. And every year it's a winning season, let's lose. Guess what we still had this year? A losing season. I'll say what you want. Bottom line, you had a losing season.
Gettleman said the wallet is open, so we'll see.
Yeah, stop shopping at the discount store or the Dollar Tree.
Right.
He said no more shopping at Dollar Tree. So they're moving up they started shopping at Goodwill. You know, now they're shopping – this year they shot Discount Tree or Dollar Tree. Next year, look out Big Lots.
Big Lots or Walmart. Just don't
start special, man.
Don't start shopping on Rodeo Drive and overpaying people. We definitely don't need
that. We already did that
a few times.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
One time, did Mike Tolbert get some buttermilk biscuits?
He had a few buttermilk. It looked like he was carrying a buttermilk biscuit under his jersey. My goodness.
It almost looked like he swallowed somebody whole. seriously, this man is like 360 pounds, I think.
And Cam Chancellor made him bounce backwards. difference.
And he's making cuts. A 220-pound running back.
Not trying to lower the shoulder, trying to outrun you to the sideline. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He's got to go, please.
But yeah, I love Tolbert. Lose it, man, get down. But they got some changes they got to do. If I see two people in a Carolina Panthers uniform again, I'll be okay to sell my tickets. The first one's Burson.
Yeah.
Dude, go back to Wofford.
Please.
I heard they need a chef at the Spartanburg. They need a chef at the Krispy Kreme.
I don't want him nowhere near my donuts with all that hair, loose hair on my glazed. Are you
Dude,
kidding
they
me?
They make you wear a hairnet. Oh, man,
just don't even let they him make in you the wear a hair building.
But Burson nowhere near the team, and then Byron Bell. He makes a comment that he's one. He should get paid as one of the best left tackles in the game.
Really?
Left tackle. Dude, come on. You can't be my bodyguard at Walmart. I mean, seriously. Come on.
Cam has been hit way too much for you to even make that kind of ridiculous statement.
Horrible.
Please.
But there's a lot of changes. There's, you know, the running back. And we'll talk about changes next week they need to make. The first game, let's get into it. Green Bay at Seattle this weekend for the NFC Championship for the Super Bowl. Come on, Green Bay, because I really don't want to see Seattle because I will be there. I do not want to see them again or see them in the Super Bowl. Who are your X factors for the game?
X factors for the Packers, Mr. Discount, Double Check, Mr. Aaron Rodgers on one leg pretty much. Last time he was in Seattle, he only threw for 189 yards and one INT. That was to start the season, and they got walloped 36-16. And for Seattle, Marshawn Lynch, he had 20 carries for 100 yards and 100 plus yards and two TDs in their first meeting this year. And I know he was watching last week's game and saw what Dallas did, so I'm sure he is licking his chops, ready to go beast mode and collect his Skittles all the way down to the end zone. Those are the two X factors for me.
All right, I'm going to say Randall Cobb because I think he needs to get the ball deep at least once to open up. If you can get the ball deep, because I don't think they'll throw it to Jory Nelson many times against Sherman and Devontae Adams. He's a rookie. I don't know if he'll do it again after having a great game last week. So I'm going to say, you know, Randall Cobb, I think you look for him to go deep at least once, and then you start pounding the ball with Lacy up the middle.
If you can get them off the line of scrimmage and so that it's only seven in the box, you'll have a great chance to run the football against them.
Right, and getting them back up a little bit and then start running the ball. But you have – if I'm Green Bay – I'm not starting the game running the ball at the middle.
No.
I'm attacking them, and then I'm going to bring in the running game.
I want to see tempo. I would love to see them have their first 15 plays. This is what we're going to do no matter what we see, and just get to the line and do it quickly.
Right.
So they don't have time to sub and get their defense set or anything.
And I think that will help Aaron Rodgers. The quicker he calls the plays, the quicker he gets the ball out of his hand, the better for him, because he is not the same Aaron Rodgers right now.
And it's damn near impossible to audible on that field with all that noise.
Yep.
Wind's going to be blowing. It's an 80% chance of showers coming for the game. So you got to call your plays. You got to be content with it, with your resolve in the call, and you got to run it, and you got to execute. Execution.
Who wins the game for you?
Seattle 7-point favorite. Seattle's going to win, man. They're going back to the Super Bowl. 38-20. Go Hawks.
I'm going to say 24-21 Seattle. I just – they don't figure out a way to win. That's what they do. And, you know, unless Green – I can see Aaron Rodgers going in there and put up 30, 40 points. But – and I think it's better for Green Bay if it's a shootout.
They need it to be a shootout.
But they need to have a 10-point lead going to the fourth.
Yeah.
If it's a 7-point game – Seattle's a win, I think.
If Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league, the MVP, he's definitely going to have to put all his talents on display this weekend.
In the fourth quarter, the best place of Russell Wilson to be is on that sideline.
You don't want him on the field.
No.
He is clutch. He'll beat you.
That's what I'm saying. They Green Bay, you know, just work your game plan, but don't be scared of Sherman, dude. You got Jordy Nelson.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, don't even throw Jordy Nelson as a disgrace. That's the reason I wanted Dallas, because I know one thing for certain. Richard Sherman is scared of Dez Bryant.
Who isn't scared of Dez Bryant? This guy, you see Dez Bryant in person, he's like 6'5". He's built like Iron Man or something. He'll just throw you out the way and catch a football.
But before we go any farther, we'll talk about the dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week. The first dummy of the week for me is Cardale Jones, Ohio State quarterback. He visits a kid's hospital in Ohio before the national championship game and beats some kid 91-35.
Man, don't.
No love for the little kid, man.
Here's a little advice for the kid. Don't make a challenge in a game if you're not prepared to get beat down or get your skills up, one or the other.
I agree. Dude, what's the point of letting a little kid win? I mean, seriously, do you take no prisoners? I tell you right now, you play me in a video game, there's no prisoners. I don't care if you're 4, I don't care if you're 8, I don't care if you're 80. Mm-hmm. If I got advantage in a game, I'm going to take
advantage of you.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, that's what I do. The next one is Buckeyes misspell Ohio in the pregame celebration.
Ohio. Buckeye. Man, where was the other flag bearer at? Was he in the John? What was he doing?
He was backstage looking for Catherine Webb.
He was
looking for Mrs. McCarron.
You won't see her anymore.
Nah. Probably not until he lucks into a quarterback job again. Trent Richardson was deactivated before Sunday's games versus the Broncos. He was actually put on punt return, and then they deactivated him.
Man, what did you say? Or what were you doing out there pregame to get deactivated? He is the biggest bust since Ryan Leaf. Man, he's right up there in the same category with Ryan Leaf. We have to call it the Richard Leaf.
I was thinking Achilles Smith, man.
Achilles Smith is
Ryan Leaf was just a nutcase in the head anyway.
True that.
Trent Richardson doesn't get in trouble like him, though. But I know Will anyway.
He had an all right rookie season, so I don't understand how he fell off so tremendously.
And how do you not run behind this? Look, I know they don't have a great offensive line, but you got Andrew Luck in that passing game. You know they're not playing 12 men in a box.
They can't.
Or 9 in a box, excuse me.
Boone Heron is making the most of his opportunity. Yep.
The next one is Carlton Bragg, a high school senior. Commits to Kansas, but he started saying Kentucky instead.
Maybe you
actually see him on the video licking his lips and like, oh, I meant he says Kun, and then he's like, oh, Kansas.
I think he'll be transferring to Kentucky. You can't. If I was a Jayhawk fan, I wouldn't want this kid to come to my school. You pick up our hat, but then you say Kentucky. You have the unmitigated gall, Stephen A. Smith, to say Kentucky. Get out of here. You can't come to Lawrence. You're not welcome.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit for that, dude. That's just anyway, that's my dummies of the week. Who you got?
I got Mitchell Skiba, defenseman for somewhere in the American Hockey League, was skating off the ice, tried to put his stick through the door, and it got caught and clotheslined him. It's on the Breakdown Sports NC
page. Our Facebook page.
Go check it out. It's so funny, man. It is incredibly funny. And then Terrence Knighton, defensive lineman for the Broncos, has been fined over $300,000 in his career for exceeding his maximum weight limit per his contract. His agent needs to be paying this bill for him because his agent obviously didn't work out a high enough weight number for him. Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you have any more? Was that it?
That's it for me. Just wait.
All right. As always, your dummies of the week. We're going to take a short break, come back, and we'll get into segment 2. We'll talk about the AFC Championship game, talk about some coaching hirings, some firings, and talk about, of course, as always, the breakdown true or false heading into conference championship game weekend. You're listening to The Breakdown on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes.
cross, so they dug your grave in the masquerade. Looking calling out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom.
Now I'm your big mole dropper, mud duck stopper, Fila on the bottom and Adidas on the cover. Transform scratching.
You are listening to the best damn sports show in the Carolinas. Better than your mama's biscuits. Breakdown Sports, Big Shot Bob Robertson. Him and Stephen Tulloch can be the spokesman for stupidity injuries. Getting the ball out of Cam's hands. What happened to that? And Kelvin Benjamin's 6'6". And there's a guarantee that Jimmy Graham's going to have a touchdown catch. At least one against the Panthers. They got to keep Breeze and the boys off the field, because if Breeze and the boys score 24, they're going to win. Cam Hayde doing Felix Sabatis commercials now. And that 2-0 was like fool's gold. I feel like Cam doesn't throw a good fade route, though. Cam, there's definitely a damn APB out for this guy. We are looking for you. Listen to us on Spreaker, Stitcher, and iTunes. Listen, enjoy your buttermilk biscuits.
Lord have mercy, you got me listening about rapping about biscuits.
We love our biscuits, man. Don't be talking about my mama biscuits.
Come on, you got to love some biscuits. Some buttermilk biscuits.
Especially in the South.
Oh, man, I love that. That's awesome. I love that every time I hear it. Before we get in, Father, let's get into the New England beats. New England Patriots beat the Ravens 35-31 last week. Thoughts on the game, and what you think about the deception call that everybody's talking about?
Man, it's hats off to the Patriots. Those sneaky, sneaky Patriots always have something up their sleeve. The Shane Vereen, I'm ineligible, running backwards so they could throw a pass to 47 out the backfield, which was wide open. And the Julian Edelman pass, what a beautiful ball to Danny Amendola. He put that thing on a rope. I think he has a better deep ball than Tom Brady at this point in their careers.
No, no doubt, man. I mean, but, you know, I think Tom Brady had the best soundbite of the week. They should know the rule book.
Exactly. Don't be mad at the Patriots. But I was a little surprised. I haven't seen the Patriots pull trickery out of their hats before like this ever. And I've seen a lot of Patriot games, and, man.
I think this is a desperation year, man. I mean, I really do. I think Brady knows he ain't got many more years and chances. He sees all the failure that Peyton's got right now. He sees Peyton going out. Of course, their game was earlier, but, you know, they know the end of his career is coming.
And Brady knows how the Patriots operate. The Patriots feel like if they want to cut you and release you, bye.
He ain't going nowhere, dude. He's got, if he wants to play at age 50 with Coach Belichick, he could. I don't think he will, but, you know.
Definitely.
If Giselle wouldn't like it, but.
He needs to win it this year. I feel like they have to win it this year.
Hey, this is the year. I mean, this is your best chance to win it.
Four
again.
Straight AFC championship game. How many more can you get to?
You don't know if you'll be here again next year or the year after. You don't. I mean, you got to look at Peyton Manning. I mean, dude, he's 39. Brady's 38. Who knows how many more chances you got.
Right.
So, if I'm the Patriots, I got to let it hang loose this weekend and, you know, and make sure we beat the Colts.
But to coming back from 14 down twice?
Yeah, against the Ravens.
And 50 throws, I don't know if you can throw the ball. Well, I can't say that because they're going to throw 40. Each quarterback this weekend is going to have 40-plus attempts each. There's going to be a lack of a running game. If you're looking for two quarterbacks that's going to be airing it out.
This should be it.
This should be it. But more, but Brady was going to be more dink and dunks. Yeah. The Ravens just played way off the line of scrimmage, and all those short throws were just like handoffs last week.
Yeah, if we'll talk about it. If I'm Indy, I'm not even having a running back. I'm going five wide the whole game because you ain't going to run the ball anyway.
Boom Heron has actually become Andrew Luck's favorite receiver. He had 8 receptions last week. He had 8 receptions the week before. He's chucking him the football.
Yeah, have the one running back, but I got four. I got four wide receivers or two wide receivers and two tight ends the whole game, because that's probably what they'll call anyway. Then we got Indianapolis. The Colts beat Denver 24-13.
Man.
Dude, Peyton. Thoughts on the game, and was it Peyton's last game?
I know it was
John Fox.
It was definitely John Fox's last game. Where was the fire? Denver came right out, marched right down the field 7-0. Start the game. Looked sharp. Great pass to Julius Thomas on the sideline. Great back end zone throw to Demaryius for the score. But after that, where was the fire? Where was the effectiveness? Emmanuel Sanders was open three or four times down the field. Peyton couldn't get him the football. Where was the running game? C.J. Anderson had been so dynamite for them. The running game disappeared. And when the Colts lose, it's because running backs destroyed them. The two times they've been blown out by the Patriots, it was the LeGarrette Blount show, 166 yards and four TDs, and then the Jonas Gray show, 208 yards and four TDs. Brady played like crap, but they lost because you could run the football on them. So I don't know what happened to the Colts. The Broncos, I thought they were going to be able to run the ball. I thought Peyton was going to play better. But why should I sound so surprised? Peyton Manning sucks in the divisional round. He is just not the best playoff performer.
No, and that happens, man. Everybody's bashing Peyton, you know, for losing again. But to me, he's still the best quarterback to play. You watch him play a game. The last couple years, his arms, you know, not as good as it used to be. And you can tell that. But I still think he's the best to play the game. You know, Indy, I'm very surprised. Indy held Denver to 13 points. Demaryius Thomas didn't have a good game. Julius Thomas had a decent game, but he never broke anything. Peyton's average pass was like 4 yards a pass. So nobody did anything. They did a great job at containing him. Vontae Davis had a good game for Indy. I'm just really surprised, dude. I mean, because Indy got beat by Dallas at Dallas 42-0. And this defense is not really that great at stopping things.
At all. But
they did against Peyton.
Let's give it up for the Colts the last two games. I mean, they held the Bengals, who was a dominant running team, to only 110 yards on 24 carries. And they held the Broncos last week to 88 yards on 20 carries. So
last 2 weeks, man.
They've been playing to run well. If they can play to run well again and make Brady have to beat tight coverage, I think they'll live with that. I think they feel like with Andrew Luck, if it's close, Andrew Luck he'll pull it out for them.
Yeah. This weekend we got Indy playing at New England. The last time these two teams played, New England destroyed Indy. They had over 246 yards rushing. What do you think this weekend?
Wow. If I had to pick a road team to win, I would be picking the Colts to win. Brady last time out, 19-30, two TDs, two INTs. And game before that, it was no touchdowns, no INTs, and only 198 yards. So he hasn't thrown the ball well against the Colts, even though they've been blowout games. He's had the running game. If he doesn't have the running game this weekend, can he carry them again? Look at the last three AFC championship games he's been in. 58% completions. He's only averaging 278 yards passing. He has two touchdowns to four INTs in the last three AFC championship games. And they lost two of the three. So, in the divisional round, Brady is outstanding. I remember a few years ago when they played Tebow in the divisional round, he had five touchdown passes. Then he came and stunk it up against Baltimore, but they end up going to the Super Bowl. You got to take away the running game, man, and make Brady prove that he can beat tight coverage, which he didn't show last year in Denver, 26-16 loss, and which he hasn't showed against the Colts secondary. So, that's going to be the key, man. That's the big X factor. Which team is going to have any kind of running game? I don't expect the Colts to have a running game, but Brady has to play big if he doesn't have the running game.
Who's your X factors for both teams?
Patriots, I'm going to just say it's going to be the quarterbacks because I don't think either team will be able to run the football. I don't think the Colts are going to be victims of a third straight running back, a third straight game against the Patriots where they allow a running back to rush for four rushing touchdowns. If they give that up again, their defense coordinator needs to be fired. So it's going to come down to the quarterbacks. Will Brady finally have a good AFC championship game? And can Andrew Luck keep playing as well as he's playing? He's going to turn the ball over because they just rely on him so much and they put the ball in his hands a ton. He's going to have turnovers. But if it's close, I like Andrew Luck to be able to pull it out at the end of the game.
Okay. For me, the Colts, the X factor is Kobe Fleener. I think if he has a big game, I think they can win.
Mm-hmm.
Because T.Y. Hilton, I'm not looking for him to do a lot against those two guys. Hakeem Nicks, maybe. But I think my X factor for Indy has got to be Kobe Fleener. If he can have a Gronkowski type of game, I think they win. Saying that for New England, man, I'm going to go with Brandon LaFell. I mean, you know, he had a good game last week, had a touchdown, a couple of touchdowns actually. So I'm going to go with Kobe Fleener and Brandon LaFell.
Okay.
Then we had the Colts outside linebacker Josh McNeary charged with rape and battery, dude, before the playoff game.
He only had 20 tackles the entire season. He didn't play any in the playoff game in the entire playoffs. So not a big loss on the field for the Colts, but – personally, dude, really? A rape charge at this point?
Just horrible, man. I mean, absolutely horrible. And, and he's like, didn't you say that he was just waiting on the police to get there?
Yeah, when the police picked him up, he told them that he was waiting for them to come because he knew what was coming. 29 years old, former military guy, served for the nation, for the Army, played at Army football, so... just a bad scene, man.
Dude, when are guys going to learn, man? Treat your wife like you treat your mama. Well, would you hit your mama?
Well, some guys would hit their mom.
That's a shame. That's a freaking shame. You hit your mama, you don't hit your wife, then you got issues. I'm calling, you know, just come on, dude. Walk away, get in your car, get away. Especially you're a football player. Come on, dude. I hate, you know, this has happened. So, we'll move on from that. There's been some coaching hiring and firings.
Oh, who you got winning?
Oh, I didn't say that. I can see New England. I got New England. I can't trust Indy. I cannot trust Indy yet. You know, I got to say, though, two straight games defensively, they've done really well. Now, can they do it against New England? We've not seen it yet, so I got to go with Tom Brady. I'll go with the Patriots, but I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Luck goes in there and dominates.
I'm going with the Colts, man.
You going with the Colts? I'll go with the Patriots. I'm going to say Patriots win 37-2, because I don't think they'll stop them. I don't think the Colts defense can do it again. They might do it. They're
the third straight week. Cincinnati 10 points. Broncos 13 points.
I'll say 37-21. We'll see if they score that many points.
I like Indy 24-17.
Okay. 24-17. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to coaching hiring. Jets hire Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles. I think it's a good hire. Let me take that back. I think he's a good coach, or he will be a good coach. But this is like their sixth defensive coordinators they have hired as head coach.
They preach their defense. Road.
I know, but don't you need offense? Isn't the issue with this team the offense?
Well, they have no quarterback in place.
You have
limited running back,
though.
They're not rolling with Geno Smith. Geno's done.
Geno's not done. You have to give this man a chance, but you got to put somebody around him that knows quarterbacking. It scratches my head when a team, just like Carolina, they keep hiring defensive coordinators. Let's hire a – you need a young – you need a young offensive mind to teach this guy how to play a quarterback.
Well, let's see who they bring in as the offensive coordinator. If they bring in a good offensive coordinator, they somehow entice Charlie Weiss to come, then I'll say, okay, that's a good move. He can maybe get Geno back right.
You know, a perfect example for me, and watch the Redskins this year. I hate to say it, but I'm telling you, Jay Gruden with RG3, I like Jay Gruden. I think, you know, but in Buffalo, Rex Ryan, speaking of the Jets or ex-Jets, Rex Ryan is hired as new head coach of the Bills. He went 50-52 in 6 years with the Jets.
Again, Buffalo's got a great defense, so they're padding their defense. They don't know who their quarterback is going to be because they have no faith in E.J. Manuel. And like you said, on Bon Voyage, Kyle Orton dipped, just retired, and left a T-shirt in the locker or something and said bye.
Yep. So. I just don't – man, I don't know. He's in Buffalo. This one scratches my head again. Your problem is the offense, not the defense. So let's see who they hire as offensive coordinator or quarterback coach.
Yep.
Because right now you got Rex Ryan and another – in 2 years, this defense could be gone and the same thing's going to happen again. We'll see, though. Jack Del Rio is hired as the new Oakland Raiders coach.
You got to find your way out of Denver right now unless you're Adam Gase, who has got several options, it looks like.
And supposedly Broncos are taking their time for the head coach. It says it may not name new head coach until after Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're waiting on Peyton. They're going to give Peyton – John Elway said 5 days, but he'll give Peyton as much time as he needs to contemplate on coming back or not. Because if he doesn't come back, do you then pay Demaryius and Julius Thomas, or do you cut ties and start rebuilding again?
I think you got to start rebuilding. I mean, I just do. You know, because it's not worked the last 2 years what you had. So, and even if you bring back Peyton, who knows who's going to be there?
As long as Adam Gase is there, he'll come back. But they'll keep – Adam Gase will be named head coach if Peyton says he's coming back to play football. And if I'm Peyton Manning, I don't want my career to end like that.
No. But, I mean, to me, it's the Joe Montana thing. Montana finished his career in Kansas City on a losing note, dude. I mean, it just happens.
It does.
I mean, you know, all of you can't be John Elway and go off in the sunset. Yeah, just you can't. You can keep trying. Jack Del Rio was hired as new head coach at Oakland. Hey, I know one guy that's happy, MJD. Maurice Jones-Drew's happy.
Why? That guy's washed up, man.
Is the coach.
They got Latavius Murray. Murray is the main back out there.
Yeah. Next week, John Fox was fired as step down, mutually apart, whatever you want to call it. He's no longer the head coach of the Broncos. And I thought their entire staff would let go, but Adam Gase, of course, they're keeping. Everybody else will probably be gone. Mm-hmm. But I got news to report, breaking news. I like to make us a sound for breaking news. It looks like Bears have hired John Fox as new coach of the Bears.
I mean, he's a good head coach. I think the fire the flame extinguished out in Denver, especially after 43-8 in the Super Bowl and then 24-13 last weekend in the Mile High City with Peyton Manning as supposedly the most prolific offense in NFL history. So, good luck, John.
There you go. And next bit of news is 49ers promoted defensive line coach Jim Tomzula as new head coach.
I think it's a good move. They kept it in-house as someone that the players already know and respect, so it makes the transition easy. The biggest thing for the 49ers is Colin Kaepernick's growth. This guy's going to have to become a better player.
Again, I don't understand. Because you're losing the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Roman's already gone. Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, is gone. He already said he's not coming back if Tomzula gets the head coaching job. And you hired this guy. And who is going to help Colin Kaepernick get better? Kurt Warner in the offseason? That's all you got?
They'll figure it out. They'll find somebody.
I think a team that's going to take a major step back next year is the 49ers. I think they lose more than eight games next year.
And their defense and their wide receivers are really old. I feel like they're in a rebuilding progress. And Frank Gore, I think, retired after that last game of the year, right?
Did
I felt like the way he was running, it looked like it was his last game. I don't know if the 49ers will bring him back.
I think it's time for the kid from Ohio State anyway.
Hyde. He can't hold on to the football.
No one can hold the football. But, you know, if you get him the ball over 400 times, he'll be all right. We'll see. Next up, let's go to true or false. True or false.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
All right. Break down true or false. Eddie Lacy will have over 100 yards rushing versus the Seahawks.
False. Definitely false.
I agree. False. Russell Wilson will have more touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. I'll say false because I feel like it's a Marshawn Lynch game. Marshawn Lynch is going to have two or three. And Aaron probably have two, and Russell will probably have one.
I'm going to say true, dude, because Aaron Rodgers ain't run the ball for a touchdown.
Nah, it'll be.
He's going to have at least three passing touchdowns.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to have three. So I'll say true. I think Russell has another two, three touchdown game and no picks. The dude doesn't turn the ball over
ever. Ever.
I was waiting for a turnover. I was hoping for a turnover against Carolina, but no.
I think the last time I remember him having turnovers was when they lost against Arizona last year in CenturyLink. He had like four picks.
Green Bay defense will have more turnovers than Seattle's defense.
False.
I agree. False. Brandon LaFell will have more touchdowns than T.Y. Hilton.
False. I think they'll both have one.
I'm going to say true. I think LaFell will have one. I don't think Hilton will have one at all. He's playing Revis Island this weekend.
Revis had to grab a lot against Steve Smith, and T.Y. Hilton is three times quicker off the line of scrimmage than Steve Smith. That's so true. Have fun with that.
Andrew Luck will have more yards than Tom Brady.
That's true. The past three matchups, Andrew Luck has had more passing yards than Tom Brady, so that'll continue.
All right. Well, there you go with all the true or false questions. Real fast, I want to touch on the Ohio State beat Oregon 42-20. Thoughts on the game?
Man, a team that can turn the ball over four times and still win by 22 points, they beat the brakes off of Oregon.
Four times?
Four turnovers and manhandled Oregon. Oregon didn't help themselves a couple critical drops, yes. But congratulations, Cardale Jones, Urban Meyer, an amazing job. I wrote y'all off after y'all lost to Va Tech. So amazing job. Congratulations. First ever official college national champion.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. You know, I didn't watch all the game. I watched some of it. It's just I picked Ohio State to win the game because everybody was talking about how great Oregon is and how they was going to win. I was like, dude, Ohio State's more physical, but all right, go ahead. And their offensive line killed them up front.
After that first score, they caught up with Oregon speed. It was over.
Yeah, it was done. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota and Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston entered the draft. Who would you take first?
If I had to take one, because I'm more of a traditional guy, I would take Winston. I think Mariota needs to play in like a Chip Kelly system to be successful.
You said who?
I would take Winston.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll take one. Dude, Mr. Crab Legs or Mr. Duck? I don't know. I almost have to go. I'll go Winston because he's more – his physical talent, you know, in the pocket to me is better than Mariota. Like you said, Mariota I think needs to go to the right situation. Todd McShay already has Mariota going ahead of Winston. But Winston in the head, you know, he needs to go somewhere like New York, the Giants, sit behind Eli or sit behind Tom Brady or sit behind somebody that's an NFL pro quarterback. And I hope this kid does instead of going to Tennessee where, you know, Zach Mecklenburger probably a better option anyway, or Tampa Bay where I think Mike Glennon's a better situation anyway. Let him go somewhere with a veteran quarterback or bring somebody in and let them train the – you know, on the job training. Don't just throw him out there week one.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa trades out.
You think they trade out?
Yeah, because I don't know if they're sold on either one of those guys.
I know I wouldn't be. All right, next up, we going Bon Voyage. I know I got one. I think you got a couple, right?
Yeah, I have a few.
You have a few? Well, you got go ahead.
I got Carl Hess. ACC fired him after comments he made to Mitch Shaw during the Louisville Wake Forest game. Bye, bye, bye. And he also resigned from the SEC and all his other duties after 20 years. Sorry, dude. Andre Kirilenko suspended by the 76ers indefinitely for not showing up to their program. And he was traded to them on December 11th. And he just never reported. So... Bon Voyage there. And also, Bon Voyage, Dick LeBeau, resigned as the Steelers' D coordinator. Let me make sure I emphasize the word resigned. He said he will be back.
All right. Well, mine is Bill Callahan. See you, brother. See you in D.C. Good luck to you.
Good
hey,
luck.
Hey, let me know how you do next year trying to stop Dez Bryant. That's all I got to say. All right. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Listen to us next week. We'll be back next week and right before the Super Bowl.
And always.
And have our Super Bowl edition.
Right. And always, sports is life.
That's right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.